Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Katie, you're super excited about a woman that you're dating.
No, it's Friday, so we're going to switch it up, but it's not on the schedule.
Okay, so how am I teasing this?
Okay, so.
What is on the schedule?
Katie is fearing for her life this weekend because it not only can impact her, but it also can impact me if she screws up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I am terrified. But not because I don't think I can handle this task. I think 100% I can handle this task. It's just going about how and being fully prepared because this is the first time ever in my life that someone is trusting me to watch their child for over 24 hours.
Wow. So you're going to be with Jimmy overnight.
Yes.
While Kristen takes this trip with Bart.
She's the reason. Yes. She is the reason why my husband and I are able to get away for the very first time since 2020 to have a solo one night together because she's going to be the one watching Jimmy for 24 hours.
All you have to take some pressure off yourself. Have to do.
All the pressure. No, I'm just kidding.
They don't need to know how you got to the end of the weekend. They don't need to know what happened in the 24 hours that you're with Jimmy.
No.
It might be a cluster F. It might be chaotic. You got 20 minutes when they're on their way home to clean everything up and make him look happy and give them the perception that everything was fine. They need to know nothing.
It's okay, Bert. She's already a better mom than Kristen. She knows what day of the week it is.
We're ahead of the game.
According to me, I wasn't going to leave for. I was going to miss the whole thing because I was going to be like a day late.
What a tremendous honor, though. I mean, she's got this is the most precious thing in their lives, and they're saying, "Hey, we trust you with the most precious gift we have." That's an honor.
That is an honor. Like I wear that. Like I'm trusted with Kristen's son.
He loves Auntie Katie. Like I mean, you can tell like the vibe that these two have. It's like when she shows up at the door, he's like, "Mom and Dad, who?" And it's just like all about him, some Katie. It's the sweetest thing ever. And we do trust you implicitly. And I think the fellow mom can help you out. What are some of your concerns going into this 24-hour time span with my son?
Okay, so typically when I've like hung out with Jimmy, it's been probably no more than like 4 hours or so at a time, mm-hmm. right? So how many mental breakdowns would you say this toddler has within a 24-hour okay. span?
So honestly, with you, he probably won't have any. I'm not kidding you. Kids are worse with their parents than they are with other people. I'm not going to say with strangers, but with acquaintances and friends. My guess is he's going to be on his best behavior and he's going to be so excited to have you. More than likely, you're not going to have a tantrum or a meltdown.
I might Zoom with you and Jimmy this weekend for just 10 seconds and go, "Hey, just want to let you know, your mom and dad are never coming home." Click!
I mean, would you say that's accurate, Cassie?
Yeah, I would think so. They're better behaved if mom and dad aren't around.
Which is so bananas, but it's true. There was a study done, and it was like an astronaut. It's like kids behave 800 times worse with their parents than they do with other people.
I wonder why that is.
I have no idea.
The theory is that they feel extra safe with their parents so that they can act out because they know that they're not going to get like be harmed in any way or get rejected or anything like that.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I also want to know, right? Because I know that you're going on a romantic getaway, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
How many times should I send you pictures of Jimmy's being alive. Yeah.
Oh.
Life.
First of all, get an old newspaper because Kristen's one day off.
She's sending it from the future. How is she? Have they time traveled? And also, it's not too much. And I'm not saying that for me, honestly. It's for my husband, Bart. He's the stay-at-home dad. He is the, I don't want to call him anal retentive because he's just a very doting, loving parent. But he's the one that needs the extra assurance.
He loves Jimmy a little more than you do.
Something like that.
And cares a little more than you do. So send those to Bart. Let's run through a couple of scenarios.
Okay.
Because on 24 hours, you probably do want this getaway time. So you have to really pick when you're going to call and say, hey, we got a problem. So if Jimmy, let's say, all of a sudden starts, he's got cold symptoms and he starts throwing up. Should she handle that herself or should she call you?
Oh, no, she should call us.
Call.
Absolutely. Now, if he falls down and, like, scrapes himself or gets a bump on, like, he already has, like, a nice little knot on his head from where he got road rash on the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So does Katie have to mark that off, like, when you rent a car?
Oh, I love this concept.
Right.
So when he comes over, you guys go around Jimmy and you look at the markings on him before you guys left. And then when you come back, you take a look at the markings and see if they were there before. Okay.
If you don't think I'm not doing this, when we get back from the mountains and like, all right, like let's look at the knees. Let's look at the head. That's freaking hilarious. Because we have all been there when we've been renting a car.
Good luck this weekend.
Well, it's sincerely because my husband is, I love him, but he's extra. Like, let us know how he's eating. Let us know about the bowel movements. You know, all that stuff. Bart wants to be in the know.
Okay, yeah, updates every hour.
I ain't gonna be on that text chain.
You can use me as a backup, too. I'm in town all weekend, so if anything goes awry, you just hit me up, okay?
But not Bart. No. Most apparently in Costa Rica. Don't call me. I don't know how to talk to kids.
And don't sweat it if Chris is not back on Monday. She'll be back on Tuesday or Wednesday. Whichever figures out what date it is.
Keep going with it.
Yeah, it's Friday. This is so exciting.
The Burt Show.